Is your first alligators. Alligators on your left. Big one there in the water. We got plenty of alligator out here now. If anyone on board here like to have an alligator, don't be bashful. Just let me know. Way out on your left now on the marsh, the brown duck you see, that's a widgeon, the American widgeon. Some people call him a ball pate. Little blackbird with the reddish beak, that's a little gallinoo, common gallinoo. Little bitty brown duck there, that's a little pied bib green. More alligator on your left, out on your left, and in the water. Another alligator right there on your left. Way out on your left now, the blackbird with his wings spreaded, that's the anhinga. What a turkey, snake bird. All the same bird. Back on your right, then, the white bird, that's a white ibis. White ibis. Out on your left, then, high up in the top of the trees, the big black birds you're seeing, those are vultures. Big alligator in front of us, down on your left. He's a big one. Again, now on your left there, high at the top of the trees, the big black birds you're seeing, as I said, those are vultures. We have two type vultures out here now. We have the black vulture and we have the turkey vulture. Black vulture is a black head, the turkey vulture has a red head. Out here, some people refer to them as a plain old buzzard. Way out in the country now, some people refer to them as a country airplane. In some of those other countries, they refer to them as the undertaker's helper. That's a vulture. In front of us there on your left, right up there beside the tree, the wooden box you're seeing, that's a wood duck nest. We constructed them for the wood ducks to lay and hatch their young. Wood duck nest. Right here on your right now, the brown bird you're seeing here, that's a limpkin. He's the rare one. That's the limpkin. That's the Lincoln there on your right. He's the rapper. Right there on your left now, standing out on the snag, that's a cormorant. Double-crested cormorant. Expensive taste he's got. The only kind of fish he like is a bass. Cormorant back on your left. Right here on your left now on the marsh, there's more gallinoo. Common gallinoo. In the tree, that's the male anhinga. Noticing closely now, the body is furry-like. The wing is feather. What he's doing out there now, he's drying out. He has to dry out in order to fly any height, any distance. Anhinga, comrade, back on your right. Thank you. Watch that unhinger there back on your left. Way over on your left now, standing out in the marsh, there's a great blue heron. Great blue heron. Way over on your left, standing out in the marsh. Out on your left here, now, the little blackbirds with the white beak, those are coots. Some people call them a mud hen. Out Louisiana way, they refer to them as a pool doo. That's the little blackbird with the white beak. What you're seeing back here to your right now, this is our boat landing and repair shop. This is what's supposed to keep us going up and down river. All out on your left on the marsh, those are the widgeons. Right back on your right here now, here's a female anhinga. Notice her closely. The body is furry-like, the wing is feather. What she's doing, she's drying out. On your left, female wood duck there in the water. Female wood duck. In front of us here now, back on your right, you'll see a clearing. This is one of our feeding areas. Sometimes we pass, we can see wild deer, wild turkey. Out in there on your right. Also up there in that cage now, we got a 500-pound black Florida bear. See the old bear out walking around this morning. Out here now, her name is Algie. Her dad is Jim Dandy and Honey. She's in that cage for her protection and a whole lot of ours. You see out here now, there's a little story that goes along with that bear in that cage. Out here, the gentleman that owned this place, he's about 92 years young. His name is Edward Ball. Out here now, Ed Ball said he was going to cage him a bear. This being a wildlife sanctuary, the state said no. Ed Ball said yes. The state still said no. So the state went to court, Ed Ball went to Europe, and we got the bear in the cage. You see, the last time old man Ball went to court, he stood up and told them he had more money than they had time. I think they're inclined to believe him. Out on your left now, there's alligator and turtle on the log. Wheel on the log on your left. Here on your left, high up in the top of the tree, there's a big nest. That's the osprey's nest. Some people call him a fish hawk. Out here now, the osprey and the bald eagle do occupy the same nest. Also out here now, a lot of people confuse the osprey with the bald eagle. The bald eagle has a white head and a white tail. This bird has a white head and he's white underneath. The bald eagle is also large in size. As I said now, the two of them do occupy the same nest. The bald eagle during the winter months, the osprey spring, summer, and fall. Now, as I make the turn here, if you'll glance over the sides from time to time, you should be able to see some of the fish. We got 14 different species of freshwater fish. Now, I know right away with some of you that brings about a question here of, can I fish? Yes, you can. But if you get caught, you see, you got to have a little money, plus you got to have a little time. Because it costs you about $500 a pound, plus 5 years per pound. Get a little steep out here if you get caught fishing. Wood ducks on your left there now. There's a pair of wood ducks. See the one there with all the beautiful colors, ladies? That's the male. The other one now, that's the female. As you can see here now, ladies, Mother Nature, she kind of changed things around a little bit this trip and give the male the beauty. I'm sorry about that. You ladies can't win them all. Well, I guess you can't lose them all either. That's life. Right there, there's a limpkin right down the bush. That's that rare one, that's the limpkin. If you spend the night around here now, you just about have to get used to that sound because he hollers all night long. Right in the bush. Right in the bush. Still don't see it? That's the limpkin you're looking at there now. That's the rest. Well, it's... It's kind of hard to tell. Yes, that man, he probably could tell you better than I could. What is that? Oh. Another one here on your right. Another limpkin there on your right.
Oh, yes, just standing there. Is this your column? No.
Not mine.
I see. Yes, it is.
They were here before I was.
Well, so. Isn't that exciting?
Now on your left there again now.
Well, stand up. You can't see anything.
No, you're all right. You're fine.
I want to see another one.
That's a female limp hanger there on your left. Limpkin flying there on your left. Right there in the air. That's the end hanging on your left. As I said now, the wooden box you're seeing, that's the wood duck nest. We constructed them for the wood ducks to lay and hatch their young. I had one lady out here, as I said yesterday now. She asked me if that was a country telephone booth. Big alligator back on your right. Right back against the bank on your right. Hanger there on your right. Little Galano on your right, down on the marsh now, there's a little green heron. Little green heron.
Can you
glancing on the sides now from time to time as we journey back up the river, you should be able to see some of the fish. The gray looking fish you're seeing running down the river, those are mullet. On your left out there now, those are coots, widgeons, coots and widgeons. Female anhinga right back here on your right. Out here on your right now, the tall green grass you're seeing, that's wild rice. Wild rice. Trees you see there on the left now, these are cypress, swamp cypress. They'll live as long as they're in the water. Out here on your right, what you're seeing sticking up out of the water, those are cypress knees. That's the root of the tree, that's how the tree gets its air, right down through the knee. Great blue heron, back to your left. That's the largest bird out on the Waukulla. Oh, no, you're fine. All right. Now down in front of us on your right, the long-necked white bird you're seeing, that's the American egret. Some people refer to him as the great egret. Also out there, there's white ibis. All along here on your right. Out here this morning, I've been looking for you ladies a snake, but it's a little too early for the snakes. I know all ladies like snakes, right? Right, all ladies like snakes. I want to show you ladies a snake out here this morning, because sometimes going into the back jungle here, we get in the brush, we get a little snake in the boat. You see, out here normally when I get a snake in the boat, I get people in the water. But you see, I just remind the people in the water about the alligator in the water, people back in the boat. Really, no problem. And hang on your right. We're now entering what we call the back jungle. Back in here now, back in the late 40s, this is where they shot some jungle scenes from some of those Tarzan movies. These are also the waters here now where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. Not Tarzan, Johnny White Small. Alligator on your right there now. She got a little baby on her back. Right up on her back. Baby alligators. You see out here now, a lot of people underestimate her because she lays around all lazy. That alligator you see in there can outswim the average boat out here in the water, and she can outrun a horse on land for a short distance. So you see, when it becomes necessary, she can really move. Out here now, a familiar question is, what do the alligator eat? Out here now, they eat birds, frogs, fish, snakes, and nagging wives. You got one now, you bought it to the right place. Of course, now don't feel bad, ladies. They also eat nagging husbands. Alligators are not choosy. Laying all jokes aside, not here. They eat the fish, they catch the birds. They'll catch a hog, love a dog, and can catch a deer. No problem whatsoever. We're now looking at what helped make Tarzan famous. Right back in here is where they shot some of those jungle scenes from some of the Tarzan movies. As I said now, this is also where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. Out in front of us here now, those of you who can remember some of those old Tarzan movies, you might be able to recognize the stream by that lady in pond. Right up over that leaning palm down there, that's where they had a tree house. That's where old Tarzan swung out there on that vine, hollering, oh, 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 and carrying on. As I said now, right back in here is also where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. A lot of people get in here, see alligator, first thing popping to mind is that the alligator that Tarzan wrestled. Well, all I can tell you now is most likely, but not Holly. You see, that Tarzan was a wise man. When he come, he bought his own alligator. When he left, he took him with him. You figure him out. Best shot of the stream now, just as I make the turn here, be for you to look to your rear. Look to your rear. That's the way they shot the stream in the old Tarzan movie. Female, I'm hanging right down the right. Right here, now, notice her closely. The body is furry like, the wing is feather. What she's doing there now, she's drying out. She has to dry out in order to fly any height, any distance. When she goes into the water, she becomes soaking wet. The feathers itself does not contain any oil whatsoever. Now then, hang on your left. Yalanoo, down on your right. Coming out down here now, this will be the head of the river, this will be that spring itself. Alligator down in the water there on your right. It's a big one. Another one there on your right. Alligators you're seeing here on the right now, they're during the summer months when the swimmers are here, they're the lifeguards on this side. You see, once the swimmers get out too far, the lifeguard on the other side blow the whistle and tell them to look up. You don't have to tell them to come back. We're now coming right over the edge of that deep water. This is the edge of that spring itself. How long in the night goes down from 45 to 50 feet. Then she drop off to 125 feet. Right down in front of that tower night goes down to 185 feet, flowing 600,000 gallons per minute. This is that sprint. You see out here now, one thing about the swimmers, once they run and jump off that top tower, they don't have to worry about going down. It's just the coming back up they have to be concerned about. Well now, sir, and hope that everyone have enjoyed the trip. I'd like for everyone now to be seated. Keep your hands and arms inside the windows so I can dock the boat. We get it tied up outside. Make it safe for you to unload. You all come back. Bring your friends. You're always welcome back to Walkeller Springs. Ready now, folks. We're now coming to the best part of the trip. Me docking. See, out here now, they don't give us much room to think about it. Either we do it or we don't. Most of the time, I